Present episode 11 in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. Through the serious injury to old Pop Harkness, young Bill Reed finds himself in charge of the Green Valley system as acting superintendent. A big job for a young fellow not yet 30. His father's road, the CK&W, continues to make things hot for the Green Valley Line, but Bill has lots of nerve and is making a good fight. Our scene opens at the Graham Mansion in Morristown, where Bill has a rather awkward request to lay before Mr. and Mrs. Graham.
Well, William, how are things going down at the office?
Pretty fair, Mr. Graham, considering. We got started cleaning up after the fire today. In about 3 days, we'll have a temporary roof over the roundhouse.
That's good. How about all these men we lost? Going to be able to replace them?
I believe so. I filled all but 9 of the vacancies this afternoon.
You what? Why, that's impossible.
That's what I thought myself, but as it turned out, there were a lot of old railroad men settled in the valley. We sent out the call, and, well, I guess by tomorrow morning, all the vacancies will be filled.
But, William, surely you don't mean to say you're employing men like that? A lot of tramps and men who've been discharged with misconduct?
Well, you see, Mrs. Graham, we have to do the best we can at short notice.
Why, Mother, that's very unfair. Most of them are men with fine records, and they're all Green Valley men, too.
You know my opinion of Green Valley people.
Now, don't let's go into that, Helen.
And furthermore, now that William is here, I want to say that I think it's very unwise and very unnatural for him to be working against his own father.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way about it, Mrs. Graham.
But, Mother, surely that's a family matter. It's none of our business.
It's our business, to this extent, that it's ruining the future prospect for all of us. And if you had any backbone, John, you'd assert your authority as president of the railroad.
No, my dear, I think you're going a little too far. At the same time, William,
yes?
I will say that I think you're making a serious mistake, siding with the Green Valley people against your father's interests.
Possibly, Mr. Graham, but we've been over all that before, you know.
I'm quite aware of that, William. But things are different since then. Now that Harkness is in the hospital, the direction of policy falls to me. Remember, I'm still the president of the Green Valley.
Oh, Father, don't be silly.
But, Carrie, what do you mean?
You know what I mean. Officially, you're president of the Green Valley. But it was you who cooked up that deal to sell out the Green Valley. You and Pop Harkness have control of the stock between you. But he wouldn't stand for it, and so you lost out.
Carrie, how dare you say such things?
Oh, we might as well be sensible about it. Father, you know very well that all the Green Valley shareholders are against you. And by yourself, you haven't enough shares in the company to force any issue.
Oh, see here, everybody. I'm awfully sorry this argument started. Can't we let it drop?
Just one moment, William. Since we've gone this far, you might as well hear the whole truth about this matter.
I don't quite understand, Mr. Graham.
All right, I'll explain. My daughter was correct in saying that, standing alone, I haven't enough stock to force an issue. Also, it's true that I was the one who arranged the deal to sell this road to your father. I believe it's good business. It's bound to happen sooner or later.
Yes, I've heard all that before, too, sir.
Just so. But there's something else that no one but myself and Harkness knew before.
Whatever do you mean, Father?
Well, merely this. Years ago, Harkness and I entered into a little agreement. If either of us became incapacitated by accident or sickness, the other has the right to vote all the stock we own between us.
Gosh. You mean that gives you control of the Green Valley?
Precisely, my boy, precisely.
Father, do you mean to say you'd use that agreement to do something against old Pop Harkness's wishes? And he's lying there helpless?
Carrie, I shall do what I consider to be in the best interest of my friend Harkness and the Green Valley.
Oh!
Just one thing more. William?
Yes?
You know I'm in communication with your father.
Yes, so I believe.
Yes, Well, he's naturally rather sore at the way you've opposed his interests since you came to the Green Valley.
Especially when we stung him over that mail contract, eh?
Well, yes, but that's a detail. Now for the last time. Hey, if you're prepared to, well, give up this foolish position you've taken up, and, well, if you're willing to cooperate with your father and me, he's prepared to overlook everything. Otherwise...
Sure, I know the rest, Mr. Graham. If I don't, he'll cut me off without a cent. And what's more, if you and he manage to grab off the Green Valley Railroad, I'll be out of a job in the bargain.
Well, you put it somewhat crudely, but I see you grasp the situation. You'll have 24 hours to consider the matter, my boy.
Thank you, Mr. Graham, but I don't need any 24 hours.
Now, don't be hasty,
William. Listen, Mr. Graham, you can tell the old man there's nothing doing. After what he's tried to pull in the Green Valley since I came here, I've a good notion to change my name. And as for his money, he can... Well, I'll leave it to your imagination.
All right, aboard, Bill.
Carrie, tell Vivalda.
All right, Mother dear.
Just one thing more, Mr. Graham. I was appointed acting superintendent by the board of directors this morning.
That's quite correct.
Sure. Now, I mean no disrespect to you, sir, but for the present, you can't give me any orders except through the directors. And they're all opposed to your policy.
That's true, too.
All right. Now, according to the agreement you mentioned, you can swing any deal you want to by calling a shareholders' meeting. But you've got to give 30 days' notice.
Well, yes, but what does that signify?
Just this. For that 30 days, I'm superintendent of the Green Valley Railroad and nobody else. And after what's happened the last week, I think you'll agree that a whole lot can happen in 30 days.
Well, I'm sorry we can't agree, William. But I've done the best I can. Now let's drop this unpleasant subject.
All right. I'll be glad to.
Oh, by the way, wasn't there, seems to me there was some request you wanted to make to me, wasn't there?
Yes, there was, but I guess it's too late now. Well, I might as well tell you. It's about Carrie.
About Carrie, eh?
Oh, really?
Yes. You see, I just learned this morning that she used to work with Mr. Harkness before she went to college, and that she had a good railroad training.
Yes, that's correct. She was a superintendent's clerk at Morristown for 3 years. But, what of it?
Well, seeing the jam we're in down at the depot, I asked her if she'd like to go back to the old job again just to help us out.
How perfectly ridiculous. The idea of Carolyn working amongst those people. Of all the absurd...
Now, just a moment, Helen, just a moment. You see, William, it would be out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie worked there before she went to college. She was getting on very well, but Mrs. Graham and I didn't think the atmosphere was suitable for a girl of Carrie's station. And so, well, we sent her to college.
I see. So that's that.
And now I'm going to make a little speech. Be quiet, Carrie.
Now, Helen, the girl's of age. She has a right to speak. Well, what is it, Carrie?
As you say, Father, I'm not a minor, and I've a right to choose for myself. I'm going to line up with Bill and Pop Hawkins and the Green Valley folks. In other words, I'm going to take that job.
You awful girl. Joe, do you hear what she says? She's going back there with those horrible people. I won't have it.
Now, Mother, please don't make a scene. It's so vulgar.
Oh, to be insulted by my own child. After all I've done for her. I won't have it. I won't say anything.
Now you see what you've done, Carrie. Well, I hope you're ashamed of yourself.
Oh, that's all right, Father. Mother's only putting on a show. I'll go to her.
No. You'll only make her worse. You stay and talk to William. I'll go look after her.
Oh. Boy, what a peach of a row, huh?
How do you like my family?
Oh, listen here. They're all the same. You ought to see my family put on a battle. If Dad had been in on this party, there wouldn't be a whole piece of furniture in the room.
Well, don't let's talk about
it. Say, you better sit down and take it easy. Well, you're trembling all over.
I'm not trembling.
All right, you're not trembling.
Goodness, I don't like rows, Bill. They're so ugly.
No good being too sensitive, Carrie.
But you don't see what I mean. When I worked with Pop Harkness on the Green Valley line, I saw plenty of rows. We had a big strike, and there was a lot of violence. I didn't mind that so much. But in one's own home, with one's own people, it's... Oh, it's different.
Yes, I see what you mean. Family rows are bad medicine.
That's just it. They leave it, a sort of a scar that never heals up.
Oh, well, let's forget it. I have something else to think about. Of all the sweet situations I ever saw, this is the prize.
You mean about the fight for control?
Yes, that's part of it. But just figure it out for a minute. I stepped into the game to put the Green Valley on its feet. And Dad pulls that threat to foreclose on the mortgages if we don't dig up $150,000 by September.
And then you pull off that mail contract and make him sore than ever.
Sure, and then the roundhouse burns up and Pop Harkness is knocked out. And to cap the whole business, your dad springs that old agreement and threatens to steal the whole works on us.
But you've still got a fighting chance, Bill.
A fighting chance. Just about one chance in 100.
Now, see here, Bill Reed. We're going to make it.
Hold on a minute. You're not going through with that job after what's happened tonight.
I certainly am.
Well, gosh, isn't it enough for me to be in wrong with my father that, and, well, without you breaking with your people on top of all this other trouble?
I tell you, if you'd given in to Father in that showdown tonight, I'd never have spoken to you again.
So you're really hot on joining us, Rebel,
huh? Sure thing, Bill. When you get in the office in the morning, you'll find me on the job.
Well, all right, I'll sure be glad to have you, Carrie.
My goodness, you ought to have seen that office when I had charge under old Pop Harkness. Everything ran as smooth as a top. And look at it now.
Well, you'll find it a much bigger job now, Carrie. I'm not sure it isn't too tough for a girl of your age.
Oh, you wait and see. You're going to get the surprise of your life.
Well, let's hope so. I've got to run along now.
Oh, don't hurry. I want to know about the plans. You see, tomorrow you'll be the boss, and I'll have to say yes, Mr. Reed, and no, Mr. Reed.
That's right. Well, we've got the ordinary runs fixed. I took on 4 engineers today, and they all look good to me.
How about the dispatcher's office?
I hired a man named Monahan to work second trick. He's a crackerjack. Used to be the night chief on the S&M.
Fine. How about the other shift, midnight to 8 a.m.?
Well, for the present, I'm going to split it with Lawson. I'll go on tonight midnight to 4 a.m.
Oh, Bill, you simply can't do that. When are you going to sleep?
Oh, I'll grab off plenty of shut-eye between times. It won't be for long.
My goodness. And how about this new fruit business in California?
Oh, yes. It starts on Friday. It's a trial job like that mail run. A train every night for 4 nights. 25 reefers in each train.
What engineer are you putting on?
The old firm. Mickey's going to pull the freight special with spider firing. It's a fast schedule, but nice money. If we make good, there's 3 months business in it.
Oh, how splendid. But oh, do be careful, Bill. You know what we're up against.
Oh, sure. You leave it to me. Now I really must go. Where's that hat of mine?
Oh, here it is. Oh, good night, Bill.
Good night, Carrie. See you in the morning.
Oh, sure. Oh, Bill, just a minute.
Well, what is it?
Why, I just wanted to tell you, I'm awfully glad we quit fighting each other, and now that we're going to be friends, and it's silly of me, I guess, but...
Well, that's all right. I'm mighty glad, too. Good night, Carrie.
Good night, Bill.
So, with a storm gathering around them, the young folks take a hand as the firm of Bill Reed and Carrie Graham swings into action in a fight for the old Green Valley. A straight battle between the young generation and the old. What will be the outcome? Be sure and tune in for episode 12 in The Green Valley Line.